Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca, speaking to us this month about temperament and its effects on our behaviour. For more information, you can visit cabernetweber.net. So, Rebecca, let's take a look at sensitivity. What would you describe as a highly sensitive child?
So, a highly sensitive child refers to the temperament in which this child learns best by seeing, touching, feeling, using all of their bodily senses. So again, I spoke earlier about the kind of high and low scales. A highly sensitive child, that means something parents can emphasize would be to use kind of light colors in their bedroom if they are needing less stimulation, to let them help you to cook, to taste, introduce, touch new foods. Again, we're looking at kind of attenuating the levels of stimulation through the physical senses. And then somebody who's less sensitive means that we might need to support increasing that physical stimulation. So you can increase the brightness of colors in their bedroom, expose them to new music. Those children might not want to be touched so much because they might just not want all that physical, you know, touching.
They don't need the attention.
They don't need that.
No.
We have to respect their wants and their needs, and that's more important than your own desire to, like, snuggle with the kid. But you can still share, you know, certain moments together, whether it's reading a book or playing a game together. There's other ways of feeling close with them whilst respecting what is the appropriate level of stimulation for that child.
So what about kids that have high feelings awareness? So they're very demanding then.
Right. Okay. So, well, not necessarily demanding. So a child who's high on the spectrum of feelings aware means that they are born orientated towards empathy and caring, which means that these are children who can absorb easily what's going on emotionally in other people, children and adults alike. And these are also children that are able to act on feelings perhaps more than they would on facts and on rationale. This means that if they're an older sibling, they could help taking care of younger siblings because they would kind of know how or have some intuition around that. Just parentheses, it's important for parents to not have expectations around the elder child, but rather just to support their natural tendencies. So we don't want to increase sibling rivalry. These are also kids that when they're watching movies, TV, you know, et cetera, they could be really sensitive to what's going on in the cartoon characters.
Right.
Impacted.
So what about those that are less aware, that on the opposite side of the spectrum, and they just don't care?
Okay, so yes, it might feel like they don't care, but in fact, they also have feelings, but they just don't have access necessarily to showing or expressing a wider range of feelings. So these are kids that might present anger more readily. They might be hurt, but they don't really know why because they're not necessarily connecting those dots between the feelings. They might be more interested in facts and rationale than feelings. And they might show anger, like I said, because they don't know why they're hurt or feeling sad. And then they externalize something else, which looks like anger. So something parents can do with these children who are less feelings aware is to really use vocabulary that emphasizes feelings so we can discuss the feelings of those cartoon characters. How might they be feeling? Which goes to kind of increase that child's capacity of awareness that others have feelings, which then also helps them to be able to have language for themselves.
Does it give a problem for parents for when it comes down to disciplining perhaps a kid that's got that less feeling attitude?
Right. I mean, you said earlier it's like as though they kind of don't care, which can, you know, lend itself towards frustration, or if they express anger first, and there could be a tendency for conflict. So something that parents could do would be to propose, you know, use language and propose ideas around feelings. You seem angry that your tower fell down. Wow, you must be so frustrated or sad. And that helps the child to actually say, yeah, that is, and they feel recognized. Or they might say, no, actually, I feel like XYZ, and then they increase their language around it. So what we're looking at in terms of the discipline is the behavior, not necessarily the expression of the emotion. So we want to discipline the behavior.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. Now, for more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabernetweber.net, or if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.